I don't know how you guys feel, but I certainly enjoy seeing my own face and my own brand as I walk into restaurants and walk into co-working spaces. I don't know if this is the right thing to say on a tech show, but I like Hooters. I like the shrimp. I like the buffalo shrimp. And every single time you walk into Hooters, I think now I just want to like tweet out something from me or something from Technori, because I know that it's going to pop up on the main screen there. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're going to find out in 2 seconds. Adam Herson, CEO of Upshow, is back on the show here, going to tell us a little bit more about the growth they've had since he last sent him on. I think it was like last May. But in general, for those of you who don't know, we're going to learn a lot about how social media is showing up everywhere. It's not just on your phone. It's literally on the TV screens in front of you at some of your favorite restaurants.
Wait a minute, wait a turn minute. On the radio. Turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. Play it I hope though, right. You got in tune. Got he in talking tune. Bigger business. Bigger he make business. A lot of moves. Lot of we moves. Talking Scott Catoon. I'm saying wait a
Adam,
minute.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Of course, anytime. So before we get into the growth and all the things and some goofy stories and places that I've seen tweets that I wish I didn't see, tell us a little bit about what Upshow is and sort of how you got started with this.
Sure. Upshow is the leading social TV platform for business. So what that means is we transform the TV screens inside of existing venues, bars, restaurants like Hooters, TGI Fridays, B-Dubs, fitness venues like Crunch Fitness, health and wellness locations. And we broadcast modern media, Instagram, Twitter, the social content that everyone loves to share, see themselves up on big screens, consume. And really develop these social TV channels into a huge marketing tool for the brand.
So walk me through a little bit about how it exactly works, because, you know, like there's, I personally enjoy seeing my own shows and things pop up on the screen, obviously, but there's also ways to do it where like you might even have a show still on the show. You can have like a regular programming going on the TV and then also have an overlay. Like how does this all work and how would a company use Upshow to sort of curate the content that their own members and guests and followers, et cetera, use the program?
Yeah, on the average Upshow screen, you're going to see three things, right? You're going to see customer-generated content. So you walk into that Hooters to get your shrimp. It's going to invite you to share on Hooters TV with your own social media account. So we know people love to be seen on TV. They love that validation, and it's great marketing lift for the brand. Number two, you're going to see entertaining content that matters to you. So if you're in Chicago, you're going to see social content from the Cubs, the Sox, the Bears, the Bulls, the Hawks. If you're in Green Bay, you're going to see social media content from the Packers, the Brewers, the Beer and Cheese Club.
Yep.
And so we've got hyper-local, hyper-relevant programming that's fed from social media that people get to see in the different geographies and venues where they're at. And cable TV doesn't really provide that. And then thirdly, it's just the brand marketing content for the venue. Cable TV is probably advertising their competitor. With our social TV product, they can really focus on the education, awareness, and incentives that they want their customers to see.
So it's like kind of a pet peeve. I mean, it works well for us because we office out of TechNexus, and you'll see Technori things on it. It's relevant to the community because we're talking to people like you who are part of the tech community. But then I see tons and tons of just random, let's call it shit. Like, it's random stuff. That just is, it doesn't make any sense. Like, you're walking around, it's like, I'm looking at it and it's just sort of scrolling and you're like, what value does this bring? I mean, I get what they're trying to do, but like, what value does this bring to the center itself? What I like about what you're doing is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you set up where like a hashtag, if I say at or hashtag TechNexus, then it pops up on their screen. At least you see what's going on in that exact like local area, which I think is the cool part of what you're doing, because there's plenty of people out there who stream different social media platforms, but none of it's curated. None of it is, I guess, relevant to the location in that exact moment in time.
Yeah, helping to drive the behavior is important. I mean, what these hospitality and fitness brands want are their customers sharing about the food, the fun, the beverage, the sports game, the milestones in a fitness venue. And so those call to actions drive their customers to share the best experiences and the best aspects of their brand. And it becomes this word-of-mouth marketing lift that brands can't really get advertising on paid media anymore. So that's why they love it.
Probably an obvious question, but what made you want to start this? I know we talked about it in May, but let's rehash on this. What was the thing that drove you to decide you wanted to do this?
Yeah, well, the natural behaviors were sort of what generated the idea. People love to see themselves on TV. People love to share social media.
See, I was
media.
Guessing you were just going to say, I'm a massive hedonist and I want to do this. Like, I just want to put myself on every TV.
No, no one wants to see me on TV.
That's why you're on radio.
That's why I'm on radio today. And people love to consume the social media content that they care about.
Yeah.
And so that's really the key thing. Today, TV has lost massive appeal and value, right? I mean, no one cares about the 40th iteration of SportsCenter or the 1,000th panel of the dossier discussion, right? They care about modern media, Instagram, Twitter, the categories that they love, sports, community, news, pop culture, the ability to see their own post and have that brand connection while they're inside the venue.
Well, I'll tell you this, though. Had the White House had Upshow, everyone would have found out Rex Tillerson is fired via Twitter, which was brought to my attention before this recording. Unbelievable. But like, to not go off into that political tangent, but it does show you how important the social media channels are. And for a long time, I've said to many companies that we work with, social media is the new TV. It was radio, then radio became TV, and then there was theater and TV and movies and so on and cable and blah, blah, blah. Now everything is on social media. You don't really need cable, to be totally honest. And if you live in a world that's, you know, good or bad, we have this sort of hyper bubbly kind of thing going on in our world. The reality is that's what I care about. And why would I want to see tweets and stuff about nothing else? Like, I want to see the people who I'm connected with.
Totally. So that combined with the fact that cord cutting has been rampant.
Yes.
I mean, the traditional cable and satellite companies got deluged this last year. They lost over 2 million subscribers. And so that is starting to happen now on the business side, where social TV and marketing and promotion and interactivity fed from modern media, like you said, is a much better option, and it helps them grow their business.
So what are the big growth areas that you guys are pursuing? I know that there was an obvious one in this idea, right? So like, you've got the idea that obviously has taken off. What are the subsets that you can grow in, and sort of what are you guys working on now?
Well, 2017 for us was the year of hospitality. I mean, we got to work with Hooters, TGI Fridays, B-Dubs, Tilted Kilt, Margaritaville. So
you got some good ones in there.
That's the, you know, there are great national brands out there and a whole bunch more. Fitness and health and wellness are now major opportunities for growth for us.
Yeah.
We just partnered with ATI Physical Therapy. They're the largest PT brand in the market right now. They have over 750 locations. And they're the type of PT clinic that had one TV inside the venue. And they understood that cable wasn't adding much value. So they're starting to think about, you know, let's cut the cord and let's create our own social TV channel that speaks to our patients. It speaks to our physical therapists. It delivers our message via social media.
Are you in any Orange Theories by chance?
No, but
can we help you
brand.
Get into Orange
yes,
Theory?
Absolutely.
I want to make that the mission of this show. So I know, like, one of the investors in a previous venture I did, is he owns like 7 or 8 Orange Theories around Chicagoland. I would love to. He's an investor also, so maybe that works out for you in a couple ways.
I'm going to leave this show owing you a bit of commission, I think.
I hope so. I will welcome your commission. No, but bottom line is, I don't know how well you're familiar with Orange Theory, but the general gist, obviously they're everywhere and people know that. But the whole gist of it is they team, it's group workouts, but they team you against one another and sort of work together. And so they're constantly streaming feedback from your fitness tracker that's saying your heart rate's here, you're this, you're this. But imagine if you had the chance to, like, share before you come in, share people cheering on people as they're watching, waiting for their turn to come up. Like, there's so many things, and you know that these girls that are standing in line, they're absolutely Instagramming. I know it because I see it. So I just feel like that would be, if we could make one mission of the show, that would be amazing to see you in Orange
Theory.
No,
that's excellent. You totally get it. I mean, people in fitness love to share their milestones, their accomplishments. It's what social media is all about. So our Crunch TV channel, it's the same thing. It's look at my squats, look at my mirror selfie, look at my bicep curls. But it does great things for the brand, because Crunch has people just streaming in saying, hey, I want that experience. I'll take $1,000 PT.
Well, it also increases, like, yes, it's great brand awareness. There's a whole bunch of great. But one of the things that is also, I think, unique, this is, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is fairly unique. You go into gyms, and as a person who's worked out in big box clubs forever, and now I do kind of different stuff, but you'd always watch TV to sort of take your mind off of the torment that was running on the treadmill. And now you've got a situation where you can actually have people cheering you on. They could be tweeting, knowing that you're at Orange Theory, they're waiting in line, they're coming up next, they're the next shift, being like, you can do this, like, blah, blah, at Orange Theory. And you can actually see people like, come on, you're close, like, you're in second, like, whatever.
Totally.
It would not be passive TV, it would actually be inspiring TV.
And social TV entertainment is now the biggest evolution of our business since we last talked. So we have programmed hundreds of channels across sports, community, news, pop culture, and they're social TV-driven channels. So we got pro sports teams, college sports teams.
That was going to be my next question, was the influencer impact, because this is going to sound really – I'm not sure what this is going to sound like to the average audience person, but the idea that you know, many of these brands already have influencers that they pay and they put on, but imagine having, I'm just making this up completely, but to go back to like your sports analogy, let's say you're in B-dubs and Aaron Rodgers is a sponsor of Buffalo Wild Wings and he comes on and tweets at B-dubs, you know, whatever, you guys are having a great time here in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. And that shows up on their screen and these guys are getting a custom message from an influencer.
Yeah, what you're talking about right there is the key, because people care about that personalized content that's meaningful for them. So it allows us to go to big brands like B-Dubs or Dunkin' or Hooters and say, here are all of your locations across the U.S. We've got social media programs that are going to appeal to each geography and each venue. And again, cable doesn't do that. ESPN's the same from L.A. to New York, so is CNN, and that's kind of the problem.
Oh, for sure, and they are well aware. ESPN is well aware, which is why they now broadcast. You can pick your own high school sports games and stuff like that, because they know that. But, you know, to the point, I'll bring up Dunkin' Donuts as a game. Do they pay you any money? Are you on Dunkin's yet?
Yeah, we're in a fair amount of Dunkin's.
All right, well, then I'm going to walk softly here. I think one of the cool parts about this, again, we've talked about sort of two different sides of your business. We've talked about the side of brand awareness and sort of helping Dunkin' Donuts with this branding. We've talked about the value to the customer sitting there, being able to kind of communicate with each other, share their own stories in the confines of the place that they're in, that Upshow is at. There's another piece of the puzzle, and it's accountability. For the longest time, there was, you know, Yelp or whatever. Then there was commenting on Facebook, and it gets kind of like driven by trolls and so forth. And the restaurants and places usually try to like slow, you know, in the beginning of their Facebook page, reviews is up at the top, and then by the end of it, it's kind of disappears down to the bottom. What you guys have created is a way where if I'm unhappy with the service, I can tweet and it can show up on this and tell them that their croissants are not that great. But obviously, you have a way to curate to make sure it's limited. But I think that it holds them to a certain amount of service accountability, where they know that things that are spoken about them, good, bad, or indifferent, things that are stories, are right there on the main screen. And so they sort of have to, they get the good with the bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And we certainly help our brands focus on the good.
Right? I'm sure. But it's a tool, because transparency is a huge, I mean, like they say, the three main things on driving a brand, whether people come back, ends up being cost. The next one, depending on what the service or brand is, trust and transparency. And the third is value.
Yeah.
So if it's bringing me great value, it's transparent, and the cost is in my wheelhouse, I'm going to be a brand loyalist all day long.
Totally.
And so you have the ability as a brand, not just as a customer, but the brand has the ability to show, if they want to, show the reviews. Yeah. Not just reviews, but like actual posts and comments of people leaving, like, yeah, I had a wonderful time at B-Dubs, or it could have been better.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that really is a huge tool for customers to be like, wow, they, not only do they care in real time. Like, they're responding right here.
Yeah, and they're giving validation to the customer.
I think it's super important. So what do you see as sort of the, you know, obviously if it was the year of hospitality last year, what is 18 and then what is 19?
Yeah, I mean, fitness, health, and wellness, huge growth verticals for us.
We're
going to
help
that
one out.
Appreciate that. We're growing the team. I mean, we're at 25 people today. We're making a lot of hires, a lot of great salespeople, strategic account management folks. We're really excited about that. And, you know, our goal is to be the most dominant alternative to TV and old school digital signage. And we can be anywhere where there's TV screens and people. So that is our number one objective. And it's been a lot of fun growing the company. We have a great team. So I got to give props to them for building our relationship with all these great brands.
Well, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, when you're trying to grow as quickly in the way that you're sort of positioned, you're centrally located here, but you've got to branch out and you got to hook onto franchises. So you got to have people calling people nonstop.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the team, essentially your growth is as good as the team.
Yeah.
Which is, I think that's also kind of a stamp. I know that a lot of startup communities like to say they grow a village, but I think Chicago is a little bit unique in that, for lack of funding, lack of a lot of reasons, we have no choice but to bootstrap a lot of the time. And so when I see a company like yours, it's like, wow, you must be, kudos to you, of course, but like, you must be a great leader, because you have to have people who are following you and being able to do all the things. Because at the end of the day, we're talking about hundreds of calls probably to get any one of those one places you got into, and you're in dozens. in just the hospitality.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's just it's been building relationships, getting referrals, pounding the pavement.
So we try to ask one good question or one tough question each time. So I want to ask you, what is the big fear? What's the one thing that kind of haunts you at night as you start growing this outside of just – I mean, you're already outside of Chicago, but I mean growing this into an empire that could be. What's the haunt?
Yeah, no, I mean the anxiety of just is not being out there fast enough and far and wide enough. I mean, we truly believe that the movement to modern social media is what people care about now. TV has sort of had its day, and we want to be out and everywhere. And so it's just how quickly can we do it? How fast will we do it? So that's what I think about, and it drives some healthy anxiety, right? Yeah. We want to get to more verticals.
Who doesn't like
get
feeling like they need to be chased? It's the most wonderful feeling in the world, waking up feeling like I'm being chased the minute I wake up.
Yeah.
It's great. One question I did forget to ask you, I wanted to ask, was on the types of content that show on your, like on the Upshow presentation boards and TVs, is there a podcast? Is there audio? Is there video? Like, how does it work? How do you curate it? What can a company choose to play?
Yeah, I mean, social media is obviously primary, right? Customer-generated social yep. media, and then the entertaining
but
social
like,
media.
But, because you figure, like, on, like for example, Facebook, you know, when you're watching, and Twitter, I think, for the most part, the videos that are embedded on it, they're basically playing without you clicking on it. So is it a similar type of scenario where you could conceptually, as a company, choose to play a select number of videos?
Yeah, totally. It's any aside from the social media, it's anything else you want. You know, it's video, it's graphics, it's advertising, it's... You know, we've integrated third-party apps before for sports scores or
games. So you can legit curate this and make – I mean, you could turn it into a revenue generator. If you're a place that doesn't want to sell yourself, you could choose to run ads for your partners or whatever else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. And I'm sure that doesn't hurt your bottom line when they choose to do that. Very cool. Adam, thank you so much for taking the time to come here. Where do people go to contact you and learn more about Upshow?
Upshow.tv is a great starter.
The new TV. Upshow.tv is the new TV. Very
Thanks
cool.
for having me.
Adam, thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
You can catch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes. Stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori. Or you can follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.